السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة، صلوات الله تعالى وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلوات وأتم التحيات وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، محترم برادران الإسلام وخواتين الإسلام،
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salah on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mufti Sahib started with respected brothers and sisters in Islam.
Allah tabarak wa ta'ala ne is duniya mein musalmanon ke liye aur sari insaniyat ke liye ek khas zindagi ko chuna hai.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a specific lifestyle for the Muslims and for the rest of mankind in this world.
اللہ پاک نے جو راستہ چنا وہ تو ساری انسانیت کے لیے ہے، لیکن مسلمان لوگ ہوتے ہیں جو اللہ کے چنے ہوئے راستے کو اختیار کر لیتے ہیں کہ ہم آپ کے راستے پر چلیں گے.
اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی has made chosen a specific lifestyle for all mankind, and Muslims are those people who actually treads that path and goes on the path which is chosen to them by Allah سبحانہ و تعالی.
اور اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کا انسانوں کے لیے ایک راستہ چننا، یہ اللہ کی غرض سے نہیں ہے، اللہ کی ضرورت کی وجہ سے نہیں ہے.
اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ has chosen a path, specific path for entire mankind, and there is no motive or there is no need of Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ that the mankind should follow that path. Allah has no need of that.
کیونکہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تو پیدا بھی بغیر کسی ضرورت کے کیے ہیں، خالق بلا حاجت، ان کی کوئی ضرورت نہیں تھی کہ انسانوں کو پیدا کریں، کہ اگر وہ نہ پیدا کرتے تو ان کا کوئی کام رکا ہوا تھا، ویسا نہیں ہے. ان کی پیدائش کی بنیاد رحم ہے، مرسی ہے، رحم کی بنیاد پر انہوں نے پیدا کیا.
اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کریٹڈ مین کائنڈ، ناٹ دیٹ اللہ تعالی واز ان نیڈ آف مین کائنڈ، ہی واز ناٹ ان نیڈ آف مین کائنڈ، دیٹ ہی نیڈیڈ ٹو ڈو اے اسپیسیفک جاب اور ہی نیڈیڈ سم پیپل ٹو فلفل ہز جاب، دیٹس وی کریٹڈ. نو، اللہ واز ناٹ ان نیڈ آف اینی مین کائنڈ، بٹ اللہ سبحانہ تعالی کریٹڈ دس مین کائنڈ آؤٹ آف ہز مرسی.
حق تعالی شانہ نے انسان کو کچھ ایسے بنایا ہے کہ وہ بعض شرائط کے ساتھ اللہ کے لامحدود خزانوں سے فائدہ اٹھا سکتا ہے.
اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ has created this mankind and Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ has made this mankind such that they can actually take benefit from infinite bounties of Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. They can take advantage from infinite bounties of Allah سبحانہ و تعالیٰ.
مگر اس کے لیے کچھ شرائط ہیں، ان شرائط پر وہ فائدہ اٹھا سکتا ہے.
But in order for mankind to take benefit from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this mankind must fulfill certain conditions. Fulfilling conditions is the way of attaining benefits from the bounties of Allah.
Is duniya mein un sharait ko pura karne ke liye rakha jata hai.
So we have been placed in this world in order to fulfill those conditions.
Warna to Allah pak ne duniya mein bhi niamatein phailayi hui hain aur aakhirat mein bhi.
On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made so many bounties in this world and in hereafter also.
Is duniya mein thode waqt ke liye hain aur sirf simple ke taur par hai.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us for a shorter time in this world and we have been sent so we can have a sample of what is the bounties.
Haq ta'ala ye chahte hain ki ye banda Allah ta'ala ki haqeeqi niamaton se aur hamesha ke liye fayda uthane ke qabil ho jaye yahan rahe.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants mankind to benefit from eternal bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the bounty that has no end. So for that Allah ta'ala has placed mankind in this world.
مثلاً اللہ پاک نے زندگی کی نعمت بنائی ہے.
For example, Allah ta'ala has made the ni'mah and the bounty of life.
لیکن اس حقیقی لائف سے فائدہ اٹھانے کے لیے آدمی کو آخرت کی لائف چاہیے.
So, but in order to enjoy real life, this person will enjoy in life hereafter.
Allah ne insaan ko jawani di.
Allah has given mankind, humankind, youth, young age.
آدمی کے لیے یہ ممکن ہے کہ اگر اللہ پاک کی شرائط پوری کرے تو وہ ہمیشہ جوان رہے گا.
It is possible for a person, if this person fulfills the conditions what Allah Ta'ala decreed, if they have fulfilled the condition, this person can be young forever. Allah has made health.
آدمی کے لیے یہ ممکن ہے کہ اگر اللہ کی شرائط کو پورا کرے تو وہ ہمیشہ کے لیے صحت مند ہو جائے.
It is possible for a person, if this person fulfills the condition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will have health forever.
اور اللہ نے جو نعمتیں بنائی ہیں آدمی کے لیے یہ ممکن ہے کہ وہ ان نعمتوں میں ہمیشہ کے لیے رکھا جائے, وہ نعمتیں بھی ختم نہ ہو آدمی بھی ختم نہ ہو.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made so many bounties, and it's possible Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah wants, Allah ta'ala can keep a person live and enjoy the bounties, and at the same time these bounties will never finish and the person enjoying will never finish also.
اور اللہ کی اصل نعمتیں ہے کیسی, وہ جب ہی جانی جائیں گی جب آدمی کو ایسی زندگی ملے جس کے بعد کبھی موت نہ آئے, اور ایسی جوانی ملے جس کے بعد بڑھاپا نہ آئے, اور ایسی صحت ملے جس کے بعد میں مرض نہ آئے, اور نعمتوں میں اس کو ایسا رکھا جائے کہ جس کے بعد اس سے نعمتیں چھینی نہ جائیں. تبھی اللہ تعالیٰ شانہ کے پاس نعمتیں ہیں کیسی, ان کا خزانہ کتنا بڑا ہے, تب پتہ چلے گا, ورنہ اندازہ نہیں ہو سکتا.
سبحان اللہ, اللہ تعالیٰ made the real bounties, that the real bounties how a person will get to know it, when this person gets to that point, that this person will never have end, he will live and he will never die, and he will have youth, he will never become old, and this person, and he will continuously enjoy, and he will have health and he will never become sick, and this person, he will use the bounties, these bounties will never perish, and these are the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has made only for the specific people who fulfills the conditions.
جب وہ اس طرح کی لائف میں جائے گا تو اس کو پتا چلے گا کہ اللہ کتنے بڑے ہیں اور کیسے ان کے خزانے ہیں, ورنہ اس میں کوئی اندازہ نہیں ہو سکتا.
So for a person to really know exactly the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to be in that environment to really know, to really understand the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can never understand that here in this world.
یہ جو نعمتیں ہیں اللہ پاک کی, یہ اتنی تھوڑی ہیں کہ اس سے اللہ کی بڑائی نہیں سمجھ میں آ سکتی.
The boundaries that is here that we come to see, these are so little and so minute that we cannot understand the greatness of Allah by looking at these bounties.
جیسے ایک گلاس دودھ آپ ایک بڑے ڈرم والا دودھ ایک گلاس میں نہیں ڈال سکتے.
So for example, if there is a barrel or a drum full of milk, you cannot put the barrel full of milk in a glass. So to understand that.
تو اسی لیے یہ دنیا اتنی چھوٹی ہے کہ اس میں اللہ پاک کی نعمتیں نہیں رکھی جا سکتی.
So similarly, Allah Ta'ala, this dunya is so small that to place all the real bounties in this world, this world does not have the capacity to have those bounties.
اللہ کی نعمتوں کو کھانے کے لیے جتنا ٹائم چاہیے, اگر آدمی کو اس دنیا میں 5 لائف دیے جائیں تو وہ اللہ کے ایک ٹائم کے کھانے کو بھی بس نہیں ہو سکتی.
So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made so much bounties, if Allah give a person 5 lives also, they cannot finish the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made.
They cannot finish one time food.
They cannot finish one time food of the life hereafter.
Finish to karne ke baad nahi, taste nahi kar sakte.
They cannot even taste that. If Allah gives a person 5 lives, not one meal, they cannot finish the taste of it.
Isiliye hadith sharif mein aata hai ki jannati ek waqt ke khane ke liye 500 saal lega.
So it comes in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that it will take a person 500 years to have one meal.
تو یہ زندگی اتنی چھوٹی ہے کہ اس میں اللہ پاک کی اللہ کیسے ہیں وہ نہیں دیکھ سکتے ہم.
So this life is such that how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, we cannot see that.
جوانی اتنی چھوٹی ہے کہ اللہ نے کیا کیا انجوائمنٹ رکھا ہے وہ ہم اندازہ نہیں کر سکتے ہیں.
Says where is real youth, the strength of youth, this life is so short we can't enjoy that.
یہاں تندرستی کا یہ حال ہے کہ ہم اس موجودہ تندرستی کے ذریعے سے اللہ کی نعمتوں کا صحیح اندازہ نہیں کر سکتے.
And if we look at our health, the health is such that we cannot understand and comprehend the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bound that He has made with the health that He has given us in this world.
اسی لیے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ جب جنتیوں کو جنت میں پہنچائیں گے تو وہاں ایک مؤذن اذان دے گا.
This is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all the people to Jannah, a muadhin will call adhan.
Wo adhan namaz ke liye nahi hogi.
That adhan will not be for salah.
Balki wo musalmanon ko khush karne ke liye hogi.
That will be just to make the Muslims happy.
Wo adhan hogi ke ya ahlal jannah تحيون ولا تموتون تشبون ولا تهرمون تصحون ولا تمرضون وانتم تخلدون فيها اے جنتیوں تم یہاں ہمیں تم زندہ رہو گے کبھی مرو گے نہیں تم جوان رہو گے کبھی بوڑھے نہیں بنو گے تم تندرست رہو گے کبھی بیمار نہیں بنو گے اور تم بھی ہمیشہ رہو گے اور یہ باغ اور یہ جنت جو تم کو دی جا رہی ہے وہ بھی ہمیشہ رہے گی اس میں کوئی کمی نہیں آئے گی یہ اذان ہے واقعی
سبحان اللہ The adhan that will be called in Jannah, the caller will call and he will say that you will live in Jannah and you will never die. And you will be young in this Jannah and you will never become old. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you health and you will never become sick. And you will stay in Jannah forever and things of Jannah will be there forever for you also.
یہ محض خوش کرنے کے لئے
This is just announcement to keep Muslims happy.
حدیث شریف میں آتا ہے کہ اس اعلان کی خوشی سے اگر اس وقت موت ممکن ہوتی تو مسلمان مر جاتا خوشی کے مارے
He said that comes in hadith that if it was possible for a person to die in Jannah by hearing this announcement people would have died out of happiness
کیونکہ وہاں جا کے پتا چلے گا کہ اللہ کے پاس ہے کیا
So when a person gets to paradise, then the person will get to know what Allah has made for him.
اور اللہ صرف یہ چاہتے ہیں کہ وہ اپنے بندوں کو یہ دکھانا چاہتے ہیں کہ میرے پاس ہے کیا
And Allah Ta'ala only wants to show to Muslims when Allah takes people to Jannah to show the Muslims what He has for them.
ورنہ اللہ کو کیا ضرورت پڑی ہے
What Allah doesn't need anything from us.
خود جنت میں وہ نہیں مطلب جنت کا کھانا ان کو نہیں چاہیے
Allah Himself does not need food of Jannah.
ان کو محلات نہیں چاہیے
Allah doesn't need palaces of Jannah.
ان کو وہاں کی حوریں نہیں چاہیے
Allah doesn't need the hoors of Jannah.
ان کو وہاں کا لباس اور زیور نہیں چاہیے
Allah doesn't need the ornaments and jewels of Jannah.
ان کے لیے کیا ہے ان کو کیا ضرورت پڑی اس کی
Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is not in need of any of this.
بڑے کی شان یہ ہوتی ہے کہ وہ اپنی بڑائی دکھانا چاہتا ہے
The job of the greatest is to show his greatness.
اس لیے وہ اپنی بڑائی دکھانے کے لیے اور اپنی نعمتوں کا خزانہ دکھانے کے لیے جنت کا سسٹم بنا ہے
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show His greatness. That's why Allah has made Jannah to show His greatness.
اس لیے انہوں نے ساری انسانیت کو دعوت دی ہے کہ تم میرے بتائے ہوئے راستے کو اختیار کر لو تو تم ہمیشہ کے لیے میری نعمتوں سے جڑ سکتے ہو.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced to mankind that if you obey me, if you fulfill the condition that I have sent you here, then you will benefit from that life that I have prepared for you.
اسی لیے جن لوگوں نے مان لیا کہ ہاں ہم اس کو قبول کرتے ہیں وہ مسلمان کہلاتے ہیں
That's why whoever accepts that invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are called Muslims.
اور جنہوں نے نہیں مانا وہ non-Muslim کہلاتے ہیں
And whoever does not accept that invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are considered non-Muslims.
اب دونوں کے زندگی گزارنے کے راستے میں بہت بڑا فرق ہو جاتا ہے
Now for both categories to live their lifestyle, there is a lot of big difference between the two lifestyles.
اتنا ہے کہ ان دونوں میں کوئی جوڑ نہیں ہے
there are such lifestyle there is no common anything common in between the two
اور میرے ذہن میں یہ مضمون ہمارے حافظ صاحب کے قرآن شریف جو انہوں نے نماز میں پڑھی اس سے آیا
so he got this subject in his mind when Hafiz Zahir was reciting the Quran in Salah
اللہ تبارک و تعالی نے یہ فرمایا سورہ متففین میں متففین کا آخری حصہ پڑھائی مجھے
he recited the end part of سورہ متففین
اس میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا ہے کہ ایمان والوں کا کی سچویشن اس دنیا میں کیسی ہوتی ہے
اللہ تعالیٰ speaks about the lifestyle of a mu'min of Muslims in this world in the surah
اِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ یہیں سے پڑھانا آپ نے اِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ یہ جو مجرم اور بے ایمان ہیں یہ دنیا میں ایمان والوں پر ہنستے تھے
So the ayat that he started with is that the people who are criminals, people who are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they look at the lifestyle of Muslims, they laugh and they mock and they make fun of Muslims.
یہاں مجرمین سے مراد non-Muslims ہیں.
At this, when ajram, at this point is that when Allah mentioned criminals means that non-believers, non-Muslims.
تو فرمایا وہ لوگ ہنستے تھے دنیا میں.
They say that these kuffar, they used to laugh at Muslims.
ہنسنا جو ہوتا ہے وہ بہت خاص باتوں کی وجہ سے ہوتا ہے
says, when you laugh at someone, you laugh because of certain ways or certain things.
Activities mein hasna hota hai.
Sometimes you laugh at a person by looking at the activity of a person.
Libas mein hasna hota hai.
Sometimes looking at the clothing of a person, you laugh at.
Shakal surat aur shape mein hasna hota hai.
Sometimes you look at a person's appearance and you laugh at it.
Aadmi ke awqat pe hasna hota hai.
Sometimes you laugh at a person's timings.
Aadmi ke khane peene ke andaaz pe hasna hota hai.
Sometimes a person laughs at another person because how he eats and drinks.
Yani mukhtalif raaste hote hain jiski wajah se aadmi dusre par hasta hai.
So there are many means by which a person laughs at another person.
Uske paisa kamane par hasta hai.
Sometimes they laugh at how he earns money.
Uske kharch karne par hasta hai.
They laugh sometimes at how he spends money.
Isi wajah se munafiqin sahaba par haste the aur bewaqoof bolte the.
That's why munafiqin, the hypocrites, these to make fun of the prophet sahaba, these to laugh at sahaba, they said they are insane, they are stupid.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا وَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَحَا. جب ان منافقین سے کہا جاتا کہ ایسے ایمان لاؤ جیسے صحابہ ایمان لائے ہیں تو کہتے ایسے ایمان لائیں جیسے یہ بیوقوف ایمان لائے ہیں.
So when the munafiqin, they were invited to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, you want us to bring iman in Allah ta'ala like these people who are sufaha, those who are stupid, they become mu'min.
Kis buniyad mein bewaqoof bolte the?
Why munafiqin was calling sahaba stupid?
Kyunki unke rehne sehne ka andaaz, unke kharch ka andaaz, unke kamai ka andaaz totally Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke kehne par tha. Wo isko nahi sochte the ki meri zindagi kaise set hogi, main kaise zyada zyada enjoy karunga, acha makan kaise banaunga, achi sawariyan kaise banaunga, acha kapde kaise banaunga, acha khane kaise, is pe nahi tha unka dimag. Wo ye kehte ki agar inko aqal hoti to pehle apni zindagi ko sanwarte. Ye sahaba to apni zindagi ko sanwarne ke bajaye apni zindagi ko disturb hi rakhte hain hamesha. Ye tha wo unka khaas mansha ye kehne ka ki wo bewakoof hai.
So the munafiqin, they used to call sahaba foolish because how they used to live their life. In sahaba, they did everything to please the Prophet. They did according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they took care of their lifestyle, their family, they always made sure that this is according to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their goal wasn't to establish and fix their life, their houses, bring things in order and follow. No, their primary motive was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So munafiqin, they used to laugh at their lifestyle. They said, these guys, look, they're so foolish. They're not taking care of their house. They're not making their house in order. They're not taking their, all the, proper measures. And they just follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Phalon ke baag the sahaba ke Madina Munawwara mein. Khajuron ke baag the. Unke paas agriculture tha. To Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam aise waqt mein bhi unko Allah ke raaste mein jaane ko bolte the jab phalon mein baag phal pakke hue hote the. Sahaba nikal ke chale jaate the. Munafiqin nahi jaate the. Wo kehte kitne bewaqoof log hain, apna dhanda kharab karke ja rahe hain.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, Sahaba used to have their grapes, their dates were ripe, and their gardens were full of fruits. All this, everything was ripe and ready to be picked or ready to be to reap. But at that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would tell Sahaba to go out for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa taala. He used to send them for the missions of Deen, for the way of Allah subhanahu wa taala. So Munafiqin would say, look, what kind of foolish are these? They are leaving their fruit, their trees. Are full, they are supposed to reap and collect the food and everything, the fruits, and they are not doing that, and they are just going wherever they are sent.
वो कहते हैं कि अगर इनके पास अकल होती तो ये अपना कारोबार खराब ना करते.
They would say, munafiqin, if they had little bit, if they had brain and intelligence, they would not have left their orchards like that.
और सहाबा की ज़हनियत अलग थी. उनके ज़हन में ये था कि खदाने सारे अल्लाह के हैं.
But the mindset of Sahaba was different. Their mindset was that all the treasures belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ab agar wo is condition mein keh rahe hain to keh rahe hain unki marzi, wo jante hain raaz ko.
If Allah is ordering us in this condition at this time when everything is right to go out, then Allah knows best.
Isiliye Allah tbaraka wa ta'ala farmaya ke aqalmand sahaba hain ke unhone hamare ilm par bharosa kiya.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the intelligent people are sahaba because they trusted my knowledge.
اور بے وقوف یہ لوگ ہیں جو اپنی عقل پہ بھروسہ کر رہے ہیں.
And the stupid and foolish are these people who trusted their mindset and their intelligence.
الا انهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون. وہ خود ہی بے وقوف ہیں, انہیں نہیں پتا ہے.
Allah said in reply to their sufaha that actually verily they are the stupid and foolish but they don't know they are real stupid.
جب صحابہ کرام کو ڈسٹربنس ہوا اللہ پاک کے حکموں کی وجہ سے اور حضور کے طریقے پہ چلنے کی وجہ سے, انہوں نے نہ وقت کی پرواہ کی, نہ بیوی کی پرواہ کی, نہ بچوں کی پرواہ کی, نہ کاروبار کی پرواہ کی, تو جو صحابہ ہزار سال تک محنت کر کے جو ٹریزر جمع نہیں کر سکتے تھے وہ اللہ نے چند سالوں میں صحابہ کے قدموں میں ڈال دیا, قیصر و کسرا کے ہزار ہزار سال سے جمع کیے ہوئے خزانوں کو.
سبحان اللہ. Said the Sahaba, because they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba who tried to collect and amass wealth for years and very long time, they were not able to do that. But within few years, because they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they listened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala brought the wealth of the world on their feet. Yani the wealth of Caesar and all these kings, Allah ta'ala brought to their feet.
انہوں نے ہزار ہزار سال سے جمع کیا تھا لوگوں کو پونچ اس کے.
Yeah, these people, this is the dispute from you, you know, they had collected the money, Qaisar
and Kisra.
Qaisar and Kisra, Caesar, these guys, they had collected the wealth of the people by force and by oppression for years and years. Allah brought all that wealth and brought to the feet of Sahaba.
اور یہ دنیا میں برکت ظاہر ہوئی.
This is the barakah of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this dunya Allah showed the barakah and the value of them.
Na sahaba ne ye lene ke liye kiya na Allah ta'ala ye dene ke liye unse karaya.
Subhanallah. Sahaba did not obey Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to get this worldly benefits. Neither Allah ta'ala compensated them for this particular job.
Sahaba ne to kiya us jannat ke liye jiska vaada Allah pak ne farmaya.
Sahaba did this to attain the jannat that Allah has prepared for them.
Magar uski barakah duniya mein یوں ظاہر ہوئی.
But the barakah of that obedience even Allah Ta'ala showed in this world to them.
ان کے گھروں میں سونے اور چاندی کے ڈھیر ایسے رہتے تھے جیسے موسم میں غلے گھروں کے اندر پڑے رہا کرتے ہیں.
سبحان اللہ.
چاول کے گیہوں کے ڈھیر, ان میں سونے کے ڈھیر رہتے تھے.
Subhanallah, in the houses of Sahaba, the wealth was like, you know, put like in piles. You know, the jewels and gold and silver, they were in form of piles. Like in old ages, people used to have wheat and grain and all kind of rice. They were in piles in people's houses. Sahaba used to have the piles of wealth in their houses.
اور اس زمانے میں بھی وہ عیش و عشرت میں نہیں پڑے.
Even they had the pile of wealth, they were not living their life lavish.
بلکہ وہ اپنی اسی زندگی پر ہے جو زندگی پر حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان کو رکھا تھا.
But they still dedicated and lived their lifestyle how Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم had trained them.
کیوں؟ اس واسطے کہ انہوں نے تو طے کر لیا تھا کہ ہمیں آخرت میں لینا ہے. اللہم لا عیش الا عیش الآخرة, اے اللہ عیش تو آخرت کا عیش ہے.
They have decided that they want to get a hereafter. That's why they said there is no real life here. The real life is life hereafter.
اس لیے یہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ بتا رہے ہیں کہ تم کافروں اور مشرکوں اور بےمانوں کے طرز پر اپنے زندگی کو لانے کے چکر میں مت پڑو. تم کو دیا ہوا اسٹائل الگ ہے, ان کا الگ ہے, اس لیے وہ ہمیشہ ہنسیں گے تمہارے اوپر.
That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Muslims that you Muslims, your lifestyle is different and the lifestyle of kuffar is different. Allah ta'ala, if you live your lifestyle according to how Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants, Allah has prepared a specific place for you. Do not follow the lifestyle of these people who are kuffar, who are non-Muslims, so that, you know, there's nothing prepared for them in hereafter.
اسی لیے وہ ہنسیں گے تم پر.
That's why these non-Muslims, these kuffar, they will laugh at you.
آج جو ہنس رہے ہیں وہ دو وجہ سے ہنس رہے ہیں ہم پر.
Now people are laughing at Muslims for two reasons they are laughing.
ایک تو اس وجہ سے کہ جو ان کو مسلمان مذہبی نظر آتا ہے تو وہ اس وجہ سے ہنستے ہیں.
Sometimes they laugh at Muslims, they just see whoever is like really following Islamic lifestyle, they live according to Allah subhanahu, they laugh because he is very much following Islam.
اور بعض مرتبہ اس لیے ہنس رہے ہوتے ہیں کہ ہم ان کی نقل کرنے جاتے ہیں تو نہ اپنی پہ رہتے ہیں نہ ان کے پہ جاتے ہیں.
And the other reason this kuffar, they laugh and because when we don't follow Islamic lifestyle, we try to imitate these kafir people. So when we try to imitate, we really don't fit in their lifestyle. So they laugh, look at this, you know, they laugh at us because we don't fit in their lifestyle.
وہ کوا چلا ہنس کی چال اپنے بھی بھول گیا.
There is a Urdu saying, subhanAllah, the crow tried to imitate someone, but it forgot. The crow tried to act like a swan, but it forgot. He forgot its own how he can live, you know, the crow. Anyway, this is Urdu saying, inshallah.
So, isliye Allah ne farmaya, inna alladhina ajramu kanu min alladhina amanu yadhakun iman walon par be iman haste the.
That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, that people who are mujrimi, who are kuffar, they used to laugh at Muslims.
Kitne achhi baat farmayi Allah ta'ala ne, agar tum par hase bura nahi mano.
Subhanallah, how Allah is speaking so beautiful, that if they laugh at you, don't mind.
Aur agar hase wo to phir ye tumhare iman wale hone ki nishani hai.
If these kuffar, they laugh at you, this is the sign of you being a Muslim, mashallah.
Jab aadmi kisi ki mohabbat mein deewana ho jata hai to dusre log usko pagal bolte hain.
When a person falls in love with someone and he wants that person, then other people call him crazy. He's so crazy for this person.
Aur is pagal bolne par wo khush hota hai ki ab main certified aashiq ho gaya hu.
Now when people call him crazy because he's fallen in love with this person, he feels great. Oh, now I'm really in love because people are calling me that I'm in love. I'm crazy for her.
Wo sharmata nahi is baat se.
This person is not ashamed. People calling him crazy.
Aur apna attitude badalta nahi uski wajah se.
And he does not change his attitude because of people making fun of him.
Aur agar log lana aur taan malamat wagera karte hain to uski mohabbat mein aur izafa ho jata hai.
And if people, they try to accuse him and taunt him and do all kind of things, that actually in reaction to their taunting increases the love for the beloved.
Azra awaz li hawla qalbi taahi wa hawa al-ahibati minhu fi sawdaihi. Shayad ye kehta hai ki malamat karne wale aashiq ye kehta hai ki malamat karne wala jo malamat jo hai wo mere dil ke atraf mein hai aur mere mehboob ki mohabbat jo hai wo dil ke andar hai, wo usko disturb nahi kar sakti.
So he said one of the poetry that people who accuse, people who blame a person for, you know, being in love with someone, he's saying that the meaning of the shair, he said that their blame and their accusation is all around my heart, but the love of my beloved is inside my heart, and their accusations and their picking on it will never hurt that love that I have in my heart.
Isliye logon ke kehne se kuch bhi nahi hota.
That's why people, whatever they say, nothing can happen whatever they say.
So Allah tabarak wa taala iman walon ko is duniya ki condition unko samjha raha hai ki duniya mein tumhe is situation ka samna pad sakta hai.
So Allah subhanahu wa taala is telling the believers that you will come across these situations in this world.
Wa idha marru bihim yataghamazun. Aage ka jumla ye hai ki jab wo musalmanon ke paas se guzarte the to wo unko aankhein maarte the, yani ishara karte the apne ek dusre saathi ko dekh ke, ye dekho bolte.
So whenever these kuffar used to pass by Muslims, they used to wink at each other, look at these Muslims. They used to, you know, wink out of sarcastic remarks.
وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَقِيهِينَ. Jab wo apne ghar wapis hote the to bade mauj mein aur masti mein wapis hote the. Kaun beiman.
See, this is when these kuffar used to come back to their families, they used to be like, you know, so much intoxicated with their happiness that they used to come to their families also like very much enjoying by mocking at Muslims.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ. Jab in musalmanon ko dekhte to kehte ye bhatke hue log hain, gumrah log hain.
So whenever they used to look at Muslims, these kuffar, they used to say these are misguided people, they have gone astray.
Ab ye jo Allah tbarak wa taala ne baatein batayi hain, batao ho raha kya nahi ho raha.
Now this, what Allah spoke in the Surah Mutaffifin. Now He's asking the brothers, don't you see this what's happening nowadays all around?
To kya iski wajah se hum apne mazhab ko chhod denge?
Should we abandon our Islamic lifestyle because of how they are treating us or accusing us?
Kya iski wajah se hum apne Allah se mohabbat khatam kar denge?
So because of their accusation, should we leave the love of Allah?
Kya iski wajah se hum Allah ke Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke tareeqon ko chhod denge?
So just because of what they are doing, should we leave following the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Kya iski wajah se huzur ka diya hua culture aur tehzeeb hum rukhsat kar denge?
So should we leave the traditions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because of their what they are treating us?
Ye to kahenge. Aur ye alamat hai ki hamari zindagi unki zindagi se bahut farak rakhti hai.
They will keep saying whatever they have to say because our lifestyle is very much different than their lifestyle.
وما ارسلوا علیہم حافظین, اللہ تعالیٰ فرما رہے ہیں کہ مسلمانوں پر یہ حکم لگانے کے لیے ہم نے ان کو نہیں کہا تھا کہ ان پہ حکم لگاؤ, یہ کیسے ہیں.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that Allah ta'ala did not give me the authority to certify Muslims that they are living this lifestyle. They are not, this is not their job.
فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ, اب ایک وقت آئے گا کہ ایمان والے کافروں پر ہنسیں گے.
Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end that a time will come that the believers will laugh at these people.
یہ ہنسنا temporary تھا, وہ ہنسنا مستقل ہوگا.
This smiling and mocking and making fun of Muslims in this world is very short-lived. But the laughing and smiling of Muslims in hereafter will be permanent.
اگر ارائی کی اندرون اور وہ مسیریوں پر بیٹھے ہوئے بے ایمانوں کا حال اور ان کی تباہی کو دیکھ رہے ہوں گے.
So the believers, they will be sitting on the on high like sofas. They will be sitting on that and they will be enjoying, and while seeing how these kuffar are suffering in Jahannam, how they are getting punished, then they will be laughing in that state.
حَلْثُ بِبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ يَفْعَلُونَ يَعْمَلُونَ يَفْعَلُونَ حَلْثُ بِبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ حَلْ بَمَانَا قَدْ ہے یہاں پہ تحقیق کے کافروں کو بدلہ وہی دے دیا گیا جس کو وہ کرتے تھے, جس سے وہ اہل تھے وہ انجام تک انہیں پہنچا دیا.
سو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی is saying that اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی returned back the laugh they used to do on Muslims. اللہ تعالی made the opposite of that to the Muslims. Now Muslims are laughing at what they are doing.
اس لیے میرے دوستو کیسے کیسے مضامین سے حق تعالی شان ہو ہم کو اپنا بنا کے رکھنا چاہتے ہیں.
Look at this, what kind of subject and how in nice way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to make us of His. He wants us we become for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hamara imam har namaz mein aisi ayatein padhta hai.
Our imam is reading mashallah every salah, every rukah like this.
Magar kyunki hum jante nahi is wajah se hame pata nahi hai ki humne kya suna.
But just because we don't know the meaning, that's the reason we don't understand what is said.
Isliye aap sab pe zaruri hai ki apne alim ke sath mein rabta paida karo aur uske sath itni arabi seekh lo ke jo kuch quran mein padha jata hai wo hamare tarah hame achhi tarah samajh mein aane lage.
But that's the reason you should connect yourself to the ulama so you can learn enough inshallah ta'ala that you can understand what is read in Quran.
Aur jo kuch Allah pak ne hame zindagi guzarne ka tareeqa diya hua hai us pe khushi ke sath masti ke sath us pe jamna hai.
So whatever life that Allah has given us, we should live that life with enjoyment, with happiness what Allah has given us to live with.
Aur isme kisi malamat karne ki malamat ki parwa nahi karna.
Don't worry what people blame or what people call you. Just do what Allah is telling you.
Allah ne farmaya ki jo sachche iman wale hote hain wo kisi malamat ki parwa nahi karte.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says those who are real believers, they will not care for what people will accuse him of or blame him for.
Aur Allah ke muqable mein kisi ki parwa karna ye kya wafadari hogi.
And to listen to someone's accusation compared to what to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not real faithfulness.
Isliye mere dosto hamari zindagi guzarne ke andar jitni cheeze hongi uske andar ek khaas andaaz hai jo Allah tbaraka wa ta'ala ka pasandeeda hai.
That's why Allah ta'ala, the lifestyle that is given, there are certain things which is the way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Masalan hamari jo timing hogi us timing mein namazein aayengi.
So for example the timings that we have in our timings, salah time comes.
Hamari jo timing hogi us timing mein hamare liye deen ki mehnat aayegi.
So the timings that we have, the effort of deen comes in those timings.
Zahir hai ke program dono ka ek nahi ho sakta na.
Oh, this is the thing, the both programs cannot be the same.
Hum ye samajhte hain ki unke program ke sath hame apna aap kisi tarike se tie karna hai, aisi baat nahi hai. Hamara apna ek hai, hamare apne mazhab ki hifazat ki zimmedari hai, hamare apne mazhab par chalne ki zimmedari hai. Hum to asal mazhab ke liye zinda hain, na ke job ke liye zinda hain.
So the timings that they have, we cannot fit our lifestyle according to that time. We actually, Allah Ta'ala had the life, the time that Allah has given us is to obey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, follow the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The deen is not to be adjusted according to their time. We are living to live the deen, the life of deen. We have been created to live the life of deen.
Hamare bachchon ka andaaz waisa nahi hoga jo sunte unke bachchon ka hoga.
The lifestyle of our children should not be the lifestyle of this kuffar.
ظاہر ہے کہ ہمارے بچوں کے طور طریق الگ ہوں گے, ان کا رہن سہن الگ ہوگا, ان کا کھانا پینا الگ ہوگا, ان کی تہذیب الگ ہوگی, ان کی ثقافت الگ, ساری چیزیں فرق ہوں گی.
So this is similar for our children. They are how they will eat, how they live, how they enjoy, they are different than the children of kuffar.
اس وجہ سے یہ نہیں ہوگا کہ جو ان کے بچے پڑھنے پڑھانے کا انداز ہے، جو ان کے بچوں کے پہننے اوڑھنے کا انداز ہے، جو ان کے بچوں کے کھانے پینے کا انداز ہے، ہم ان کی نقل کریں، ان کی غلامی کریں، یہ نہیں ہو سکتا ایمان والے سے.
So the life style of a Muslim, that the children, that they should not be imitating the lifestyle of the children of kuffar and how they eat and how they behave. For a Muslim is completely different for children also.
ٹھیک، ہماری زندگی، ہمارے گھریلو زندگی کا انداز بھی ایسے ہوگا، ہماری عورتوں کا انداز بھی ایسے ہوگا.
Similarly, there should be the lifestyle of our women folk in the houses also.
ہم یہ نہیں کہہ سکتے کہ باہر کی عورتیں جیسے دوسروں کی عورتیں کر رہی ہیں، ہماری عورتیں بھی ایسے ہی کرنے لگیں.
Our women folk should not be doing what the women are doing outside. Our women folk lifestyle is different than the lifestyle of those who are kuffar outside.
اسی وجہ سے ہماری بہنیں بھی نہیں سوچ سکتی ایسا کہ بھائی ہمیں ایسا کیوں بند کر کے رکھا ہوا ہے، ان کو دیکھو وہ کیا کر رہے ہیں. تو وہ جو کر رہے ہیں وہ ایمان والے نہیں ہیں. ہم کو جو کرنا ہے ہم ایمان والے ہونے کی حیثیت سے کرنا ہے.
So our sisters should not think that, you know, why we are so much tied up in our houses of the people of the outside. No, it's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this position and Allah has given, their lifestyle is different, your lifestyle is different.
وہ جہنم کی طرف جانے والا راستہ ہے، یہ جنت کی طرف جانے والا راستہ ہے.
Your lifestyle is the lifestyle of going towards Jannah and the lifestyle of kuffar is going towards Jahannam.
ظاہر ہے کہ دونوں کی اینڈنگ الگ الگ ہے.
So it's very much clear that the end result is different.
وقتی مزے کو کوئی بھی نہیں دیکھتا، ہمیشہ کوئی بھی انجام کو دیکھتا ہے.
So a person does not just look at the temporary enjoyment, a person looks for the permanent enjoyment.
ایک آدمی کو ایسی مٹھائی دی جائے جس کے اندر زہر ملا ہوا ہو اور سلو فائدہ نہ ہو کہ مٹھائی میں فیل نہ ہوتا ہو کھاتے وقت.
So a person, for example, a person is given poison in a sweet dish. So a person who is taking this sweet dish or this particular thing, he does not realize that there is poison inside it, slow poison, but he just enjoys the sweetness of it.
جو کھاتے ہوئے تو تعریف کر رہا ہے، بڑا مزیدار ہے.
While he's eating that sweet dish with poison inside, he's praising, oh, this is so nice, this is so tasty, this is a very good sweet dish.
اور تھوڑی دیر کے بعد میں مر گیا.
And after few minutes, the guy died because the poisons are working.
تو کیا دوسرا بھائی یا دوسری بہن یہ خواہش کرتی کہ کاش اتنی مزیدار مٹھائی میں بھی کھا لیتا اور میں بھی کھا لیتی.
So, will a person, a sister or a brother, who looking at this person dying, will he also desire or she desire, oh, she, this person has such a nice sweet dish, I should have it? No.
سب یہی کہیں گے کہ اس نے مٹھائی نہیں کھائی، اس نے زہر کھایا.
Everybody will know after seeing this person, really he did not eat sweet dish, he actually took poison.
uske us mithai khane ko aur uske enjoyment ko koi consider hi nahi karta ki usne mithai bhi khayi thi, usne koi maza bhi liya tha, sab ye kehte hain ki zahir khaya aur mar gaya.
So because he ate sweet dish, the sweet stuff, you know, people will not say, oh, he enjoyed the sweet dish or this particular product, they will say, no, he took poison.
Yahi haal beimani ki life ka hai.
This is actually exactly the replica of a life dunya without iman, without Islam.
Isliye hamare sath unka koi jod nahi banta.
That's why there is no commonality between us, our lifestyle and their lifestyle.
Hame to hame apne Allah ki bandagi karni hai aur apne aata Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki gulami karni hai.
Our job is to obey our creator and live the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Is duniya ke andar bhi usse sukoon aur rahat milegi.
And Allah Ta'ala will give us peace of mind and peace and tranquility in this life also by doing that.
Aur aakhirat mein to hamesha hamesha ki kamyabi hai.
And in the life hereafter is the happiness forever and forever.
Jaise sahaba ke liye Allah ne aakhirat ke liye radhiyallahu anhu wa radu ka khitab de diya ki Allah bhi unse khush, wo bhi Allah se khush. Ab Allah ne unke sath kya kuch nahi kiya hoga ki wo Allah se khush ho gaye. To unke liye aakhirat mein ye title diya aur duniya ki life ka bhi zikr aaya aapke samne ki kitni mazedar zindagi unki ho gayi.
Subhanallah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that the lifestyle of sahabi, they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they live their life according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala announced that they are pleased with Allah, Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani we look, how kind of life Allah gave them when they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some results were shown in this world also.
اور دنیا کے اندر اللہ نے ان کو کتنا آرام سے عزت کے ساتھ زندگی گزاری، شان کے ساتھ زندگی دی، اور کھانے پینے کی بھی کوئی کمی، راحت و عزت کی بھی کوئی کمی نہیں ان کے پاس نہیں رہی.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them very comfortable life in this world. Everything was in abundance to them. Allah ta'ala gave them peace of mind. Everything was in abundance to sahaba in this world.
Jitne din sahaba duniya mein the, har din 25 kilometer unke circle mein aa raha tha.
The amount of days Sahaba lived in this world, each day Allah was bringing 25 miles into Islam. 25 miles property was coming into Islamic
Khilafat.
And the wealth of that 25 miles was also coming into Islam.
And the people
who were living in this 25 miles, even they were becoming Muslims and coming into Islam. How much Sahaba were happy in this world? This is the main thing. The main thing is happiness. The secret of this life is happiness.
चाहे सामान की कमी के साथ हो, चाहे सामान की ज्यादती के साथ.
This happiness, if we have it while having no nothing of materials of this world or materials of this world, that's our main thing.
और अगर एक आदमी को खुशी नहीं है, चाहे सामान की कमी की वजह से नहीं है या सामान की ज्यादती की वजह से नहीं है, वो दोनों आजाद हैं.
And a person who has no happiness, having a lot of material things or having nothing, if he has no happiness, he is in deep trouble.
Jitna zyada material badh raha hai, utna zyada logon ki happiness khatam ho rahi hai.
And the more the materials are increasing in a person's life, that much the happiness is decreasing.
अभी कल के बीबीसी के न्यूज़ के अंदर था, परसों के दो दिन पहले की, कि हमारी इंडिया की एक बहुत बड़ी हीरोइन जो है, उसने जो है जहर खा के अब खुदकशी कर ली.
Sir, it came in the news like few days ago in BBC that one of the big actresses of India, she took poison and she killed herself. She killed herself.
रोजाना जो है ना खुदकुशी के वाकयात होते हैं अमेरिका में, रशिया में, चाइना में, इंडिया में, पाकिस्तान, बड़े-बड़े मालदारी करते हैं ज्यादा, गरीब लोग खुदकुशी बहुत कम करते हैं.
Says usually you hear that people are suiciding in different parts of the world. Usually people who commit suicide, they are region rich people. Poor people very rarely they commit suicide.
सबसे ज्यादा नीम की गोली यही खाते हैं. गरीब आदमी को नीम की गोली खाना नहीं पड़ता है.
Says, you know, these people who have most materials, they take the most sleeping pill.
सबसे ज्यादा tension और stress में यही होते हैं. गरीब को क्या tension? उसको एक ही tension है कि गरीब है.
Says, a person who is a poor person, he has only one tension, one depression, because he is poor. And a person who is a lot of wealth, they take all kind of pills to remove their stress and depression.
असल ये है कि अगर आदमी को अल्लाह ताला चाहे तो थोड़ी चीज में भी खुश रखे, चाहे ज्यादा में खुश रखे. अगर वो चाहे तो थोड़ी चीज में भी खुश न रहे, ज्यादा में भी खुश न रहे.
It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can keep a person happy with little or with a lot. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who removes happiness whether this person has everything or has nothing.
इस वक्त दुनिया जिस हालत से गुजर रही है वो इस बात को खास तौर पर बताने के लिए है कि दुनिया का सामान ज्यादा होने के बावजूद तुम्हारी जिंदगी तुम्हारे लिए कैसे जहन्नम बनी.
And this lifestyle, that the time that is passing by, Allah is showing that how much things you have in this world, materials, this is not bringing any happiness to you.
इसलिए जितना ज्यादा जो बड़ा मुल्क है, तरक्की याफ्ता मुल्क कहलाएगा, वह उतनी ज्यादा परेशानी.
That's why the country that is known for more progressed or more developed, there is much lack of happiness there.
ये बताने के लिए कि सामान की ज्यादती तुम्हें राहत और खुशी नहीं देगी.
This is just to show and prove that by having things, accumulation of materials, this does not give you happiness.
इसलिए अल्लाह तबारक व तआला ने मेरे दोस्तों हमारी जिंदगी गुजारने के लिए खास तरीका रखा हमारे जान में और हमको जो अल्लाह ने नेमतें दी हैं उसमें.
That's the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen a specific lifestyle for us, how to live our life in this world.
अपनी जान में अल्लाह पाक की बंदगी करना, अल्लाह के हुक्मों को फॉलो करना, हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सुन्नतों पर अमल करना.
And in our bodies we must bring the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
और अपने माल में हक तआला शानहू ने जहां माल को खर्च करने को फरमाया वहां खर्च करना और जैसे कमाने को फरमाया वैसे कमाना.
And regarding our wealth, we are supposed to spend our wealth wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to spend. We use it over there. And also, we have to make sure from wherever we are earning, we have to earn it the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to earn that wealth also.
और अल्लाह ताला शानहू ने माल का जो सिस्टम बनाया है वो बड़ी समझने की चीज है.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a specific way of expenditure of wealth.
ये अजीब बात है कि इस्लाम में माल की बुनियाद खर्च पर है, कमाने पर नहीं.
Subhanallah, in Islam, the earning of wealth is in spending, not in earning.
शुरू दिन से आप देखेंगे ये बात.
You learn this from the beginning, you see.
एक सहाबी फरमाते हैं, अबू दर्र रिफारी भी फरमाते हैं, मदीना मनोरा में अब्दुल्ला बिन सलाम भी फरमाते हैं कि जब मुझे मालूम हुआ कि एक मोहम्मद इब्ने अरबी है, मोहम्मद इब्ने अब्दुल्ला जिन्होंने रसूल होने का दावा किया है, तो मैं पहुंचा उनके पास देखने के लिए कि वो बोलते क्या है.
So Abu Dharr Ghaffar radiallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Salam, both of them are saying, when we heard, Abu Dharr Ghaffar was in Mecca and Abdullah bin Salam in Medina, when they heard of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, we want to go see how is he.
कहते हैं जब मैं गया तो वो एक बात फरमा रहे थे.
So they both, when they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying this particular saying.
अफशुस सलाम व अतइमु तआम. लोगों को सलाम फैलाओ, सलाम करो लोगों के साथ और खाना खिलाओ.
Since when they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was saying this to spread salam and to feed people.
व अलीनुल कलाम, और बात नरम करो लोगों के साथ.
And to speak softly with people.
वसल्लु बिललैल वन्नास नियाम, और रात में जब लोग सो रहे हो तो तुम नमाज पढ़ो.
And to pray salah while you are, other people are asleep in the middle of the night.
तदखुलुल जन्नत बिसलाम, सलामती के साथ जन्नत में चले जाओगे.
Then you enter paradise with peace.
अब्दुल्लाह बिन सलाम कहते हैं कि मैं गया था यह सुनने के लिए, जैसे ही मैंने कहा तदखुलुल जन्नत बिसलाम तो अब्दुल्लाह बिन सलाम पहले मुसलमान हो गया.
When Abdullah bin Salam said, when I went to hear this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard that Allah Taala gave me the entry into Islam.
बहुत बड़े आलिम थे यहूदी.
He was one of the biggest ulama of Yahud at that time.
तो हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम पहले दिन से ये बोल रहे अतइमु ताम.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the first day he was saying feed the people.
ये नहीं बोल रहे पहले पैसे कमाओ.
Allah Taala didn't say, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say first you earn money.
ये कैसी बात है? जब आदमी कमाएगा नहीं तो खिलाएगा कैसे?
I mean, how to understand that? Subhanallah, how can you feed people without earning?
ये एक mentality होती है.
This is actually a mindset.
वो ये है कि ये कहां से कमाएंगे, इनको तो मैं दूंगा. इसके पीछे मेंटेलिटी यह है कि अल्लाह पाक ये इस्लाम जो दिए हैं उसमें इस बात को बता रहे हैं कि बंदा कहां से कमाता है, बंदे को तो मैं दूंगा, उसकी जिम्मेदारी खर्चा करने की है.
Subhanallah, the mentality in Islam is a person knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has commanded the believers that this believer cannot spend money, it's Allah ta'ala who gives him the ability to spend. So it's not coming because of earnings, Allah ta'ala makes him spend. Allah gives it to him to spend.
Tartib asal mein ye hai ki banda nahi kamata, ye bolo.
The method is this, the person is not earning.
बल्कि बंदे को अल्लाह देता है.
Instead, Allah gives it to him.
मेहनत करा के दे या बगैर मेहनत के दे.
Allah Taala gives it to him whether by making him do work or without work.
थोड़ी मेहनत करा के दे या ज्यादा मेहनत करा के दे.
Whether Allah Taala makes him work less or work more, Allah gives.
इसी वजह से बहुत मेहनत करने के बाद भी आदमी को नहीं मिलता, थोड़ी सी मेहनत से बहुत कुछ मिल जाता है.
Sometimes by working a lot, a person does not get, but some a lot. But by working for very little, Allah gives a lot.
अब ताला शानों का एक निजाम है तकदीरी, जिसको तकदीर कहते हैं हमारा. उस तकदीरी निजाम में ये बात होती है कि काम कराना है या नहीं कराना है, थोड़ा कराना है या ज्यादा कराना है, या है एक प्रोफेशन का दूसरा कराना है. जैसे हम अमरीका में देखते रहते हैं, एक अपना प्रोफेशन है और ये रोटी कमा रहे दूसरे रास्ते से, तो वो उनका एक तकदीरी निजाम है. उसमें वो ये है कि बंदे को अल्लाह ताला ही देता है और देता है उसके खर्च की बुनियाद पर.
Subhanallah, there's something called the decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certain things. What Allah has decreed, that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person by making him work less, or sometimes Allah gives it to him by working more. Or sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what Allah has decreed, Allah will give him that. But Allah ta'ala sometimes makes a person, you know, he's not of that particular skill, but Allah ta'ala gives him through a different way. Like we see in this country, that sometimes a person has one skill or one degree, but he's getting his earning from different way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one gives him the ability to spend. It's not how he earns, it's actually Allah gives the ability for him to spend.
Isi wajah se hum dekhte hain ki bahut baad martaba wo aadmi jahil hota hai aur kitna bada paise wala hota hai.
Sometimes you see a person is so ignorant but he is so wealthy.
Hamare yahan India ka ek hissa hai ki uske paas 10 MBA kaam karte hai ek aadmi ke paas.
It says in India there is a person, he has like 10 MBA degree holders, they are working degrees in business, they are working for him.
वो एक केस में फंस गया.
Now that person who the school are working for, he got stuck in one case.
तो वकील उसके पास आया.
So the lawyer came to him.
और उसे कहा कि इस पे दस्तखत करो यहाँ पे.
So the lawyer came to him. The lawyer came to him, says, you know, sign here.
उसने कहा कि मुझे साइन करने नहीं आता, वो अंगूठा ले ले मेरे से तू.
So the person said, I don't know how to sign, I don't know how to do my signature, I only do my thumb impression.
So woh vakil jo tha wo dekhne laga upar niche usko.
So the lawyer looked at him from head to toe. What kind of person is this?
Dekha karoba business uska bahut bada tha.
Because he was very wealthy, he had a lot of businesses.
To usne kaha ki idhar udhar kya dekh raha hai, yahan pe dekh, kismat se karo mere.
So because the lawyers kept looking from head to toe, what can they? But so the guy, he realized that this guy is looking, look at his, you know, says, no, don't look at my head to toe, look at my forehead, what Allah has decreed for me here.
To ye Allah pak ka ek nizam hai, taqdeer to dete wo hain, kharch karne ki zimmedari ki buniyad par system banaya gaya.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives, and it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives, so he can spend. The way of spending, the system is Allah Ta'ala made for him also.
Isiliye ek hadith sharif mein mazmoon bhi aaya hai ke inna mafatiha arzaqil ibad bi izail arsh, bandon ke rizq ki chabiyan arsh ke baazu mein rakhi hui.
Subhanallah, it comes in one hadith that Allah Ta'ala has kept the keys for the sustenance of the believers, for of the humankind, by the arsh. It's by the arsh, the keys are there where Allah is giving everybody sustenance.
يُقَسَّمُ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُمْ بِعَدَدِ نَفَقَتِهِمْ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. ان کو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ان چابیوں کے ذریعے سے بھیجتے ہیں بندوں کے پاس, بندوں پر ان کے خرچ کرنے کو سامنے رکھ کر.
Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala, by those keys Allah sends to everybody in his share, the share that he's supposed to actually spend upon people. So he's spending more, Allah gives him more.
Isiliye Hazrat Sahaba ka sabka mizaj jo hai na wo kharch ka tha.
That's why the mindset and the lifestyle of Sahaba was to spend.
Kam wala apni haisiyat se karta tha, zyada wala apni haisiyat se karta tha.
Whoever had less, he used to do according to his status. Whoever had more, he used to do according to his status.
Baad aise the ki jo sirf do char khajur apne paas rakhte the.
Some of the sahaba were such, they only used to keep few dates for themselves.
Magar wo us khajur mein se kharch karne ke aadi the.
Even then they used to spend from what they had, few dates they used to spend from that also.
Isi wajah se Huzur ne farmaya ittaqun nar walau bishiqqi tamara, aag se bacho agar se ke khajur ka piece tod ke dena pad jaye.
Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam even if you have to give up the half of that piece of one date.
Kyunki uske paas ek hi date hai to usme se aadha de dega wo.
Because he had only one date, so he had to give half of that one date.
Aur ye Allah tbarak wa taala ka nizam hai ke bande ki haisiyat ko Allah pak quantity se nahi tolte, hamesha quality se tolte hain.
Allah subhanahu wa taala does not measure a person by how many numbers he has, but the quality Allah taala looks at that.
Hazrat Muhammad Umar Palanpuri ko aapne suna hoga, tabligh ke bade zimmedaron mein se the. Wo farmaya karte the ki hamesha Allah ke raste mein kharch karne ke mamle mein gareeb ameer se aage nikal jata hai.
Says Manawar Panapur rahmatullah alayhi, one of the elders, that he used to say that Allah Ta'ala gives a person who is more poor to spend more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a rich person.
Wo kaha karte the ki ameer jo hai wo jani mujahide mein gareeb se aage nikalta hai hamesha, aur gareeb jo hai wo mali mujahide mein ameer se aage nikalta hai.
Says that a person who is wealthy, he always surpasses the poor person in bodily sacrifice or bodily reward, and the poor person, he surpasses the rich person in spending of wealth.
Is waste ke gareeb ke jeb mein 10 dollar hai, usne 10 de diye.
Because a poor person has only 10 dollars in his pocket, he only gives 10 for the sake of
Allah. Ameer ke jeb mein 100 dollars hai, usne bhi 10 de diye.
So a person who is rich, he has 100 dollars in his pocket, he only gives 10 of that.
To gareeb ne jo hai wo 100% diya aur ameer ne 10% diya.
Because now look, the poor person he gave 100% for Allah, and the rich person he gave 10% for Allah.
Aur Allah ke paas jo sawab diya jayega usko 100% ke hisab se diya jayega. 10 dollars dono ke barabar nahi hai sawab mein.
Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala will give this person 100% reward. 100%, it's not whether they both give 10 dollars. No, based on what he give that complete.
Isiliye jab Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ جب حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے خرچے کے لیے ایک مرتبہ فرمایا چندے کی اپیل کی, تو حضرت عمر نے ان کے پاس پیسے تھے بہت, انہوں نے کہا کہ آج میں ابوبکر سے آگے نکل جاؤں گا. مشہور قصہ ہے, آپ کا سنا ہوا ہے, آج میں ابوبکر سے آگے نکل جاؤں گا کہ اب کبھی موقع ہی نہیں دیتے وہ مجھے آگے نکلنے کا. تو اپنی دولت کا آدھا حصہ لے کے چلے گئے, اور حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اپنی دولت پوری کی پوری لے کے چلے گئے, لیکن وہ بہت تھوڑی تھی حضرت عمر کے مقابلے میں, ان کے پاس تھا ہی نہیں کچھ. تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سامنے جب آئے تو حضرت عمر سے پوچھا کیا چھوڑ کے آیا, انہوں نے کہا آدھا چھوڑ کے آیا. حضرت ابوبکر سے پوچھا تم کیا چھوڑ کے آئے, کہنے کہ اللہ اللہ کے رسول کا نام چھوڑ کے آیا ہوں, جھاڑو بھی اٹھا کے لایا ہوں وہاں سے. تو حضرت عمر نے فرمایا کہ اس سے کوئی آگے نہیں نکل سکتا تھا. اس دن میں نے ریئلائز کیا کہ ابوبکر سے آگے نہیں نکل سکتا.
سبحان اللہ, he has mentioned the story of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar, one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the Sahaba for collecting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he was wealthy, so he said, you know, alhamdulillah, I have a lot of wealth. This time always Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu always surpassed me in all kind of good deeds, but this time because I have a lot of wealth, I'm gonna make sure this time I surpass him. So what he did, he brought half of his wealth and belonging to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also brought everything from his house. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Umar radiallahu anhu, what did you leave for yourself? He said, half of what I had I left for myself and half I brought to you. Then he asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, what did you leave at home? He said, I only left the name of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He even brought the broom also from the house for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing, but obviously Abu Bakr had less compared to what Umar brought.
تب حضرت عمر نے فرمایا تھا کہ ابو بکر سے آگے نہیں نکل سکتے.
Then عمر رضی اللہ عنہ said that I can never surpass Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ.
وجہ اس کی یہ تھی کہ انہوں نے 100% پیش کر دیا, انہوں نے 50% پیش کیا.
Because the reason was Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ, he brought 100% to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, and عمر رضی اللہ عنہ brought 50%.
اسی لیے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ یہ دیکھتے ہیں, فیما بینہ و بین اللہ, آدمی کے درمیان اور اللہ کے درمیان یہ معاملہ ہوتا ہے کہ اللہ پاک بندے کی استعداد کو خوب جانتے, پھر یہ دیکھتے ہیں کہ بندہ میرے لیے کتنی ہمت کر رہا ہے.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows what is the ability of my slave. That's what then Allah gives him the ability to do.
اسی لیے حق تعالیٰ شاہ نے قرآن پاک میں مقدار نہیں بتائی. وَيَسْأَلُونَ کا مَاذَا يُنفِقُونَ, ایک جگہ پر صحابہ نے پوچھا کہ ہم کیا خرچ کریں.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not speak about the quantity. He Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran that if they ask you what to spend,
قُلِ الْعَفْوَ, فرمایا جو تمہارے پاس زائد ہے وہ دے دو.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the question of Sahaba that whatever is extra, spend that.
پھر اس کے بعد فرمایا کہ یہ میں اس لیے تم سے کہہ رہا ہوں کہ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. وہ اس لیے میں تم سے کہہ رہا ہوں کہ تمہیں اس دیے ہوئے پیسے میں سے چاہے تھوڑا ہو یا زیادہ ہو, دنیا اور آخرت دونوں کی پلاننگ ایک ساتھ کرنی ہے.
سبحان اللہ,
میں سمجھ نہیں گیا. قدار تتفکرون فی دنیا والا آخرہ, میں زائد جو ہے وہ تم کو دے دو, اس لیے بول رہا ہوں کہ تم کو اسی پیسے میں دنیا اور آخرت دونوں کی پلاننگ کرنی ہے, اس لیے جو تمہارے پر خرچ ہو گیا وہ تو تم رکھ لو, باقی پورا دے دو اس واسطے کہ تم کو آخرت کی بھی اسی میں پلاننگ کرنی ہے.
سبحان اللہ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he is told that give the extra for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wealth that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this wealth we are supposed to plan for this world and for the life hereafter also. So this wealth is not just to spend just for this world, but actually we have to give the life hereafter also. We have to keep that in perspective, so we have to spend for that also.
اسی وجہ سے علماء نے فرمایا ہے کہ انت للمال اذا امسکته والمال لك اذا انفقته, جب تک تیرے پاس مال ہے تو تو مال کا ہے, مال تیرا نہیں ہوتا, اور مال تیرا ہے جب تک تو تیرے پاس ہے, رکا ہوا ہے مال تو مال کا ہے, کیونکہ مال تجھے استعمال کر رہا ہے تیرے وقت کو, تیری صلاحیت کو, تیری ذہنیت کو, کیسے بڑھاؤں, کیسے حفاظت کروں, کیسے جو ہے نا انکم ٹیکس سے بچاؤں, کیسے اس کو کاروبار میں لگاؤں, کیسے یہ کروں, کیسے ہماری ساری صلاحیت اور وقت جو ہے نا مال یوز کر رہا ہے. تو انت للمال اذا امسکته, جب تک مال تو روکا ہوا ہے تو مال کا ہے, اور جب تو مال کو خرچ کر دے تو پھر وہ مال تیرا ہے, کیونکہ وہ تیرے لیے خزانے میں رکھ دیا گیا ہے.
So he's mentioning that a person, he actually belongs to wealth so long he keeps the wealth. He belongs to wealth so long he's keeping the wealth. And when he spends the wealth, that's the wealth that is saved for him. He, for example, he's saying that if a person, he is keeping money, is actually, it's not like he's keeping money. The money is keeping him. His intelligence, his everything is used, how to keep that money, how to pay taxes, how to do this, how to protect this money. But this money, it goes to somebody else. But so if he spends that money is saved for him.
یہ بزرگوں کا مقولہ ہے جنہوں نے فرمایا کہ انت للمال اذا امسکته والمال لك اذا انفقته. اسی وجہ سے قرآن پاک میں جگہ جگہ آپ کو یہ بات ملے گی اور ہمارے بزرگوں کے اندر بھی آپ کو یہ بات ملے گی کہ انہوں نے اس بات کو بنا لیا تھا کہ میری جان اور جو کچھ اللہ نے مجھے نعمتیں دی ہوئی ہیں وہ آخرت بنانے کے لیے.
So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you are saying, that this is a saying of an elder, that you belong to the wealth so long you keep the wealth, and the wealth belongs to you so long you spend it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's saying that this is a saying of elders, but at the same time in the Quran and a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in order to achieve the life hereafter you have to spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hadith Sharif mein aata hai ki Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke badiru bis sadaqa fa inna بلا الا يتقطعها. دیکھو اللہ کے راستے میں خرچ کرنے میں سبقت کرو اس لیے کہ مصیبتیں اس کو اوور ٹیک نہیں کر سکتی. اگر آپ نے پہلے سے صدقہ کیا ہوا ہے تو مصیبت اس کو اوور ٹیک نہیں کر سکتی.
سبحان اللہ, in one of the hadiths he mentions the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said you should rush in doing and spending and giving sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? When you spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the calamities and the difficulties cannot surpass the sadaqah. The sadaqah will be there for your defense.
Future میں کس کے لیے کیا مصیبت ہے کچھ نہیں معلوم.
We do not know what kind of difficulty and calamity it is kept for us in future.
ہم یہ سمجھتے ہیں کہ آدمی صدقہ کرے گا تو اس کے پاس رہے گا نہیں. علماء نے فرمایا کہ صدقہ کرنے کے بعد میں رہے گا نہیں کا خیال اللہ سے بدگمانی ہے.
Sometimes a person thinks that if I spend money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, money will be not left. This is actually having wrong thought about the treasures and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حسن بصری رحمتہ اللہ علیہ سے پوچھا گیا کہ بخیل کون ہے؟ فرمایا بخیل وہ ہے جس کو اپنے اللہ کے ساتھ بدگمانی ہو کہ میں خرچہ کروں گا تو پھر دے گا کہ نہیں دے گا.
Somebody asked from Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, what is miserliness? What is stinginess? He said, a person who thinks that if he spends money for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who's going to give him?
Allah kehta hai ki jab iske paas nahi tha to maine diya, aur jab main isse mang raha hu to phir ye mujhe badgumaani kyun kar raha hai ki main usko dunga ya nahi dunga.
He says, Allah Ta'ala is saying in reply that when this person he had nothing, I gave him. Now when I'm asking you to give something and he thinks that how he's going to get back, this is very wrong of this person's thought.
Chote bachche ki akal mein bhi yahi baat hoti hai.
This is how the mindset of a child is.
Aap laake candy usko dete hain, fir uske baad mangte hain usse.
When you give a candy to a child and you ask him, give me the candy back.
Bachche alag alag kisam ke hote hain.
There's all kind of kids.
Baat hote hain bilkul nahi dete ki main nahi dunga. Pata nahi phir mujhe dega nahi dega baap.
So some of the kids say, I'm not going to give you back the candy. Dad is not going to give you back.
Aur baad usme se thoda sa tod ke dete hain.
And some of the children, they only break little piece of it and give it back.
Yani humne khud apne nawason ko poton ko dekha hai ki itna thoda sa chhod todte hain ki unki do ungliyon ke beech mein bhi mushkil se nazar aata hai.
So he says his own grandchildren, when he's asking to give back, sometimes they give so a small piece that even in their small little fingers that is not, you know, cannot be seen.
Mumme rakhte hain ki ye le lo.
And they give it, they put the big piece in their mouth and give the small one to.
Ab baad aise hote hain ki pura ka pura candy aapke jeb mein dal dete hain ki ye le lo.
Sometimes the child gives the whole candy back to you.
Aap karte kya hain, jisne pura ka pura candy dal diya aap usko god mein utha lete hain, aap khade ho jate hain.
Subhanallah, when the child gives you the whole candy back, what is the reaction of yours? You pick him up, you hug him, and you stand up with it.
Kyunki usne aap par aitmaad kiya hai ki ye mera baap hai.
Because this child trusted you, this is my dad.
Usko pata hai ki ek kya hai ye hazaron mujh pe dega, aur baap bhi samajhta hai ki ek kya hai hazaron mujhe isko dena hi hai.
So the child knows, if I give this one candy back to my dad is going to give me hundreds more. And the father also knows, if the baby gives it, I'll give him a lot more than that.
Isliye jab Allah ki taraf se taqaza mere dosto deen ka insano ke samne aa jaye, to kabhi apne dil ko chhota nahi karna chahiye, hamesha Allah se acha gumaan rakhna.
Similarly, when the demand comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah, for the need of deen, we should not make our hearts very small.
Aur jagah mauke mauke se hamare samne taqaze aayenge, ye Allah ki tartib hai.
And there will be many, many times different that the needs of deen will arise. We should fulfill those needs of deen.
Aur hum to Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki ummat hain, hamare sath Allah ka mamla bhi special hai.
Because we are the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah has a special dealing with this ummah.
Aur Allah tbarak wa taala ka expectation bhi hamare sath different hai.
And Allah expects from us much bigger also.
Wala takunu kal ladina utul kitaba min qabl, jisse pehle jin logon ko kitab di gayi thi tum aise nahi hona hai.
Because Allah is saying that don't become like those other people who were given the books before. Allah has bigger expectation from this ummah.
فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Unke dil sakht ho gaye the, wo lambi lambi arzuon mein nikal gaye the.
The hearts of those people, the previous ummahs, their hearts had become like solid, like rock, and they had long, long hopes.
Is wajah se tumko aise nahi hona, expectation bhi alag hai. ہمارے ساتھ توقع اللہ پاک کی الگ ہے جو کہ ہم حضور کی امت ہیں اور حضور کی امت ہونے سے محبوب کی امت بھی محبوب ہے اس لیے ہمارے ساتھ ان کا ٹریٹمنٹ بھی الگ ہے
سبحان اللہ we are told not to become like people like others because we are in the ummah of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Allah is we are the رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is beloved to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی and the ummah of Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is beloved to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی so Allah تعالی has bigger expectation and Allah has a greater reward for this ummah
اسی وجہ سے ساری پچھلی امتوں سے کسی سے وعدہ نہیں کیا گیا اس بات کا کہ جب دین کا تقاضا میں تمہارے سامنے رکھوں گا اور اس پر تم خرچ کرو گے تو میں تم کو دنیا میں واپس کروں گا یہ کسی سے وعدہ نہیں ہے حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت سے یہ وعدہ ہے کہ اگر تم اخلاص کے ساتھ دو گے میرے تقاضے پر تو آخرت کا ثواب تو دوں گا ہی دنیا میں برکت کے ساتھ اس کو واپس کر دوں گا
Subhanallah, this promise is not with previous ummahs that Allah Ta'ala would give the people in this world. This is not the promise with other ummahs. But with this ummah, Allah has promised that if you give for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because we are the ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give us in many, many forms in hereafter, but Allah Ta'ala will give us in this world also.
حضرت عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ جب جنگ بدر میں قید ہو گئے تھے
When Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was captured and he was a prisoner of war in the Ghazwa of Badr.
وہ اندر سے مسلمان ہو گئے تھے لیکن ابھی ظاہر نہیں کیا تھا.
He was internally Muslim, but he had not exposed his iman.
ابو جہل سے دوستی تھی تھے دوستی اس کے پریشر کی وجہ سے آگئے تھے بدر میں ساتھ.
Because he had friendship with Abu Jahl, that's why he accompanied Abu Jahl and he came to the battle in Badr.
اس نے اصرار کیا تھا اس کی زبردستی سے گئے تھے.
And he because Abu Jahl had you know insisted on him, he had to come. That's why he joined the kuffar and came in Badr.
خدا کی کرنی ہے کہ وہاں عباس جو ہے نا وہ پکڑ لیے گئے.
And this the plan of Allah Ta'ala was that Abbas radiallahu anhu he was captured.
تو جو لوگ قید ہو گئے تھے ان کے بارے میں مشورہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا.
So those who were captured and prisoners, the Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made mashwara about them.
تو مشورہ یہ ہوا کہ ہر قیدی سے 20 مثقال سونا جو ہے نا وہ لے کے اس کو چھوڑ دیا جائے
سو دا مشورہ واز دس دیٹ فرام ایچ پرزنر 20 مثقال گولڈ سپوز ٹو بی ٹیکن فرام ایچ ون فار ہم ٹو بی ریلیزڈ
تو جب حضرت عباس سے انہوں نے فرمایا کہ 20 مثقال سونا دو تمہارے کو چھوڑ دیں چچا ہیں حضور کے
So when Abbas radiallahu anhu was told also, even though he's the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you have to give 20 misqal and you'll get your release.
So Hazrat Abbas ne kaha, mere paas to paise nahi hai, main kahan se laake dunga tujhe?
So Abbas radiallahu anhu said, oh my nephew, I don't have this much money, this much gold to give.
تو حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم مسکرایا فرمایا کہ ام فضل جو ان کی بیوی ہیں ام فضل کے پاس جو رکھا کے آئے وہ کیوں نہیں دیتے
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Abbas radiallahu anhu that you know the money that your wife has, you know, why did you give that? What is that money kept for? Why did you give that money?
So Hazrat Abbas said, "Tujhe kaise pata?"
So Abbas radiallahu said, "How did you know that Umm Fadl had this much money?"
تو اس نے فرمایا مجھے اللہ نے بتایا
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اللہ تعالی انفارم می اف دی ورڈ اف اُمّ فضل
تو اس موقع پر ایک آیت اتری
اپان دیٹ ٹائم ون آیا کیم ٹو دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ریویلڈ ٹو دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہ حضرت عباس کو یہ بتا دو
دس آیا کیم دیٹ
عام ایمان والوں کے لیے حکم ہے لیکن حضرت عباس کے اس واقعے کے موقع پر اتری
اوکے ہی واز ٹو انفارم عباس رضی اللہ عنہ بٹ دس واز آلسو فار دی ریسٹ اف دی اُمّہ آلسو
جو تم خرچ کرنے کے لیے کہے جا رہے ہو اگر تم خرچ کرو گے تو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ دنیا میں تم کو وہ واپس کر دے گا برکت کے ساتھ
سو وٹ ایور یو آر ٹولڈ ٹو اسپینڈ اف یو اسپینڈ فار دا سیک آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ان دس ورلڈ اللہ تعالیٰ ول گیو یو بیک
حضرت عباس کہتے ہیں کہ مجھے یقین آ گیا کہ پیسہ مجھے واپس مل جائے گا
عباس رضی اللہ عنہ said I have totally believed that Allah is going to give me my money back
جو میں نے دے دیا
then Abbas رضی اللہ عنہ he gave the money
اور چھوٹ گئے
and then he was released from being president
مسلمان ہو کے آگے مدینہ منورہ ظاہر ہو کے
then he became Muslim and came back to Medina
کیونکہ وہ اندر سے تو تھے ہی تھے وہ آئے نہیں تھے ابھی ہجرت کر کے
he was Muslim internally he had not just shown himself up to Medina
حضرت عباس فرماتے ہیں کہ چند ہی مہینوں میں چند ہی سالوں میں یا مہینوں میں انہوں نے کہا کہ مجھے اللہ تعالیٰ نے 20 غلام دیے، ہر غلام میرے لیے ہر سال 20 مثقال سونا کما کے دیتا ہے.
سبحان اللہ، within very short time Abbas Radhan said that Allah gave me 20 slaves and each slave each year was earning for me 20 mithqal gold.
جتنا میں دیا تھا اتنا ہر سال 20 نوکروں غلاموں کے ذریعے سے اللہ نے دلایا اور ہر سال دلایا.
What I gave to release myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me 20 of this, 20 times of that wealth, and each year I was getting that.
یہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ کے اوپر اعتماد کی بات ہے کہ اگر ہم اللہ کے ذات عالی پر یقین کر کے اللہ کے دین کے تقاضوں پہ خرچ کرنے کا مزاج بنائیں گے، دنیا میں بھی اللہ برکت دے گا اور مصیبتوں سے بھی بچائے گا اور آخرت میں ہمارے لیے ذخیرہ بن جائے گا وہ، جسے کہ ہمیں جان و مال دونوں سے آخرت کا ہی ذخیرہ بنانا ہے.
So this is the trust that we are supposed to have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we spend for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a means of us getting defense against calamities, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us in hereafter in many, many forms, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the result of that spending in this world. Allah will give it.
اس لیے میرے دوستو، جیسے اور تقاضے یہاں کے آپ کے سامنے آتے رہتے ہیں، ایک تقاضا ہم بھی لے کر آئے ہیں جس آرگنائزیشن کا بھی ذکر مولانا نے فرمایا ہے. اس آرگنائزیشن کے بہت سے تقاضے ہیں، اس میں بڑے اخراجات ہوتے ہیں، ہر مہینہ $1,00,000 کا خرچہ ہمارا ہوتا ہے، تو اس میں آپ لوگوں کے تعاون کی ضرورت پڑتی ہے. اس وجہ سے آپ سے گزارش ہے کہ آپ ضرور ہمت فرمائیں، ہر ساتھی کچھ نہ کچھ ہمت ضرور کرے کہ اس دین کے کام میں حصہ لے، چونکہ دسیوں قسم کے کام اللہ پاک لے رہے ہیں، ان کی توفیق ہے، اس میں آپ کا بھی حصہ بن جائے گا اور یہ آخرت کے لیے، آپ کی آخرت کے لیے ذخیرہ آخرت ہوگا انشاءاللہ.
So the Mufti Sahib is saying that Alhamdulillah there is many, many demands of deen. Like you have many demands in your local areas also. But for the purpose they have come from Chicago, Alhamdulillah they are running the Sharia board, they are doing all the, benefiting the entire Muslim community in North America and working for their purpose. Their monthly expense is $100,000. So inshallah is requesting all the brothers and sisters that inshallah do whatever you can so you can inshallah be part and helping in this cause so we can fulfill the needs of deen inshallah.
Jitne wahan khair ke kaam ho rahe usme sab mein sawab aapka ho jayega.
And all the good and all the jobs and jobs of khair is taking place because of what they're doing in Chicago. Allah ta'ala will give you the share of it in this area also.
MashaAllah, ladke ladkiyan hafiz ban rahi hai, is saal 12 bacche hafiz ho rahe hain hamare paas.
This year Alhamdulillah the boys and girls are becoming hafiz over there. This year 12 students are becoming hafiz, mashallah.
Aur 4 alim ban rahe hain.
And 4 people are graduating from alim school.
Ek masla ka seekhna 1000 rakat se afzal hota hai.
Learning one Islamic issue, mas'ala, one issue, if you learn that, it is better than 1000 rukats.
Aur hamare paas hazaron masle aate rehte hain aur hum hazaron ka jawab dete hain.
And alhamdulillah, we get 1000 masail come to us and we give 1000 responses back.
Sab mein aap sharif ho jayenge inshallah.
You will be inshallah part and parcel of that.
Isliye aapse guzarish hai ki himmat kare, hausla kare aur har saathi zarur bhi zarur kuch na kuch apna hissa le.
So inshallah is requesting all the brothers inshallah, everyone should make their best so they can participate in this effort of khair and to give for the sake of Allah.
Dil bada kare, bada hausle se hissa le aur Allah pe bharosa rakhe. Allah rab hai, hamare khaliq aur malik hai.
And have a bigger heart that Allah ta'ala is our khaliq, Allah is our malik, and look at Allah's greatest, and looking at this we should give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aur hamari behnon se bhi guzarish hai ki wo bhi himmat kar sakti hain ki Allah pak ne unke bhi pocket money bahut kuch rakhi hui hai.
And also we encourage our sisters also to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah ta'ala has given them pocket money also.
Bahut se behne to aisi hain ki unke pocket mein unke husband hai.
There are many sisters that in their pockets their husband is also in their pocket.
Is wajah se unke liye kuch mushkil nahi hai.
That's why for those sisters it's not difficult at all.
Hazrat sahaba ya sahabiyat bahut aage badh chadh ke hissa liya karti thi.
Sahabiyah, they used to give a lot for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اور اس بعد بھی اولیاء اللہ بزرگان دین بڑی خواتین ایسی گزری ہیں جنہوں نے بڑے بڑے کارنامے انجام دیے اور بہت بڑی دولت اللہ تعالیٰ کے راستے میں انہوں نے خرچ کی ہے.
And also many awliya Allah, many pious people, the sahabi, the women folk, they give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the history.
Isliye aap se bhi guzarish hai ki aap bhi hausla himmat kare, hamare in bhaiyon se bhi guzarish hai ki wo bhi himmat kare.
So we encourage inshallah all the sisters and all the brothers inshallah to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will inshallah in 5 minutes we'll take inshallah the brother who have Arif bhai sitting in the back. So go ahead, Shakil bhai, distribute yourself. Shakil bhai and Mubashir bhai and Yasir bhai. So inshallah we will take 5 minutes and to do this inshallah, then after that we will make the salah. There'll be ban inshallah tomorrow about tarbiyah inshallah, about tarbiyah tomorrow same thing after maghrib inshallah, regarding tasawwuf also inshallah, the ban is going to be tomorrow inshallah after maghrib till isha inshallah. So request all the brothers and sisters to participate in that also.
Uska wo bata do tumhare paas jo machine hai na.
There is a square inshallah in the ladies section also with the brother, there is such sisters, they have a square, they can use that inshallah to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the brothers here also they can use inshallah. So mashallah the system is available. Yeah. So you can inshallah, anybody can use their credit card to give inshallah, and use the square if they want to give inshallah from there. As I said inshallah brothers, this is the organization, the Rahmat-e Alam Foundation, alhamdulillah they are really really helping all the communities through America.